Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome, 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 welcome. Now I got to do all that all over again because you all couldn't hear a thing that I just said. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. Thanks for calling back in. Some of you realize there was a little bit of problem with the sound, so I'm going to go ahead again and wish all of you a happy, fantastic, favorable Friday right here on Blog Talk Radio. We are going to be shouting out your business. We're going to give you an opportunity to call in. Yes, I know, Kiva, you're standing by. You're going to call in. You're going to tell us about your business, what you do, and how people can contact you. Don't go away. Also, we're going to be talking today. We're going to continue our discussion about taking your business global. Taking your business global. Yesterday, our topic was going global and social networking. And we were talking about how the social networking outlets like MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, and others have allowed us the opportunities to reach and to tap into the global marketplace. And you may be saying, why is this so important? Well, as your coach and small business development coach, it is part of my responsibility to make you aware of what is going on in the business world. Many of you business owners, you are very busy running your businesses, managing your life. So you need people like the media and books, and you need us to clue you in on what's going on. Did you know that 95%, 95, get this, that's a large number, right? That's almost 100. But 95% of the world's population is outside of the United States. That's 95%. I say it's high time you decide if you need to go global. Now, not every company is going to be able to do it or needs to do it. But if it is for you, you definitely need to say, to look at and see how realistic it is. And I'm going to share with you later some websites where you could go that will help you assess, and it's free. There are free assessments to find out if you need to go global. Well, as I said, the Coach and Alicia Show is global. We have people in Germany and Japan, and also our products just went global yesterday. So, hallelujah, we are excited and shouting about that. We sold into the Japanese marketplace because Mr. Paul, one of the listeners on the show, he actually lives in Japan. So, wow. Okay. Oh, I like that, Paul. Paul is also, he's directed movies and he's produced movies, and he's also worked with a lot of stars. Many of you may know some of them, like Greg Morris, who used to be on the Mission Impossible. He was the little engineer guy, or he would always crack the codes and things like that, if I'm not mistaken. Right, Paul? But he was definitely one of my favorite characters in the show. Now, I know somebody had to leave because they couldn't hear. Well, hopefully they will tune back in. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, Paul, I got your email definitely about the book and a link to a download. I did not see that, but I will go back and look. I will definitely let you know if it's there. We also want to wish you safe travels to the United States as you come to visit for the holidays. Now, going global is very serious, so we're going to be doing business shout-outs in between the discussion today, but I want to take this first one because I don't know what her schedule is like. So I'm going to open up her phone line. She's our first business shout-out interview. So, yes, other people can call in, tell us the name of your business, where you're located. If you're online, let us know that and what your product or service is. But we're also going to each week highlight to a greater degree one of our business owners. So I'm going to do that right now. Welcome to the show. I believe this is Kiva. Kiva, is that you?
Yes, Coach, I'm here.
Yes, Kiva, is that you?
Yes, ma'am, this is Kiva.
Okay, good morning, good morning, and welcome. All right, Kiva, you are our absolute first interview with one of our business owners. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm honored.
Yes, to be the first. Okay, it's always great to be the first at something. So, Kiva, why don't you tell me what your business is, and why don't we start there? What business do you have, or businesses?
Yes, ma'am. I have Love of Life Community Development Foundation, and it's a faith-based organization developed to encourage and empower family development through the performing arts and in continuing education. Two facets of it is Women of Destiny, where we encourage women to go to their next level through speakers and workshops and meetings at Starbucks to just let them know that they have so much inside them that God wants to bring out. And once the woman is loosed, then her family is empowered, and that's what we're finding. And then also,
wonderful.
Dancing for Him, where I wrote a play called What Color Is Your Issue? It Should Be Red. And it's my personal testimony of how I got through my issues and still going through God's colors. And I find that it assists people to go to their next level. And also the dance ministry, where we go to different places when we're introduced and asked to come to dance, and the power of God moves through the dance.
Wonderful. So you have this foundation. Is it Love of Life?
That's correct.
Okay, so the Love of Life Foundation, and under the Love of Life Foundation, you have also, you because it's about arts and education, and you have these, you have a dance troupe, and you all dance where people invite you to come and dance. Wonderful. I know I saw a video clip of you once where you were dancing at a school event for parents or something. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. We've been invited to dance at colleges and also women's groups and churches. Also, we've been invited to do workshops for corporate settings as well, because
mm-hmm.
corporate, they are finding that we need God in order for the people to be successful. You have to have the power of God to go before you first. So we're finding that corporate.
Well, okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say that.
No, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just saying that we're finding that corporate settings are asking for the dance to come in to encourage people to be, you know, to be successful in the positions that they have.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Wonderful. And so, you know, that's a great, you know, that's a great way to not be in a box with your business. That's wonderful. Well, Kiva, I'm not sure if this person has a question for you. I see that their hand is up. So I'm going to check. So just hold on. Don't go away, Kiva. A caller, area code 301. You're on the air.
Yes. I can barely hear her, and her message is powerful. If she could speak up a little bit louder.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay, so I wasn't sure if you had a question or comment, but you had a comment. Great. So I'll let her know. So hopefully you heard that, Kiva. She said she could hardly hear you. So if you could just speak up a little louder. Ms.
Okay,
Kiva,
I will.
You still there?
Can you hear
okay,
me now?
Good. Okay, well, I'll put it back on. Yes, go ahead, Kiva. Ask your question again.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear her much better.
Thank you, caller. Okay, great. So, Keila, yes, because you have some great information. So, again, you have the Love of Life Foundation, and you all have meetings and you have events and seminars that empower the woman, because I think you said that you guys have seen that once you empower the woman and she is loosed from her setbacks or from, you know, things that may be keeping her from walking in her destiny. That's why you have the portion of your business called Women of Destiny. And you said they're able to help the whole family. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, and that's good because, you know, the whole family, a lot of times people do forget that part, that it does take, you know, the woman really does need to be in place. So what are some of the things that your business is, you know, in the process of doing? Let's just say for this upcoming season, do you have any special events going on, or you want to tell us about anything that you're doing, any of your seminars that are coming up?
Certainly. Thank you. Yes, next week, Women of Destiny, we will be having a workshop at Shoney's in Nashville, Tennessee, where the Red Cross is going to come in and explain and tell the women about how to prepare for disasters, floods, things that happen, because we're finding that people are not prepared. And if we are prepared beforehand and know to stock up food, water, where to place it in the home, things of that nature, if at least five women know how to do that, that's five more women in a community that can assist the other people who are not prepared. So that's one meeting that's coming up this month. We do meet every third Thursday of the month at Shoney's, and at sometimes we will meet at Starbucks in between, just so the women can get together and chat about what's going on in their life. We may pray together and things of that nature. And even during the month, we contact each other. So that's an ongoing thing with Women of Destiny.
Wonderful. That sounds exciting. And I happen to have had an opportunity to come down to Nashville to be with you all in one of your Women of Destiny gatherings, and it is absolutely an awesome, awesome event. I tell you, you never know what to expect, because women come from, they can see the flyer and they can just come, and when you're right there at Shoney's, you have people who just came out for dinner. There was several people I remember stopping in wanting to know what you were doing as they saw in that back room. So it's a great networking opportunity. At the same time, you get to meet a lot of people. So that was really a lot of fun, and more power to you, and much, much success with that. Now I'm going to just switch gears for a moment. And since you are a business owner, tell us about the different businesses that you've had outside of the ones that you've already mentioned. But what other businesses have you been involved in?
Yes, ma'am. I have had Kingdom of Keymasters Computer Learning Center. I own that in New Jersey, and where I taught people the beginnings, from the beginnings to the end of the Microsoft Office, and also taught them how to go on the Internet, because lots of people were afraid. I would find people would stand outside my school and look in because they were afraid. So with my business, I encourage people to learn how to use their computers, how to use it for their business. So I had that for 5 years, which was very exciting. I must say, I never thought I would be a business owner, because I was told when I was in school that I wasn't even smart enough to go to college. And I believed that lie for many years. And then finally, God got me to the point where I could do anything through him. And that's when I started Kingdom Keymasters. And then after that, it just blossomed into different other things. And it's so exciting. And Coach Lalisa, you have been such of an encouragement to me. And I thank God for you and your books and things of that nature, because if it wasn't for you and others like you who show us that we can do things through Christ, we probably would not be going forth as the way we are. So I just wanted to thank you publicly that you're awesome, and just thank God for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Kiva. Well, you have heard this morning, we've had somewhat of an in-depth interview, not like one that we're going to have with Ms. Kiva, but we've interviewed Kiva before when I was on the AM dial on the radio station here in New Jersey. Kiva came down to the studio and we interviewed her. So, Kiva, you know, you're doing it big. You're out there. You have a powerful business foundation. I know you're also looking for donations so that you can continue to, I know you work with the youth, so that you can continue to provide educational opportunities through the arts and through other educational things like the computer and things that other that young people would be interested in. The young people, they absolutely love computers and technology and anything along those lines typically. So that's very smart to break into that field. So we thank you again. You're doing wonderful things down there in Nashville. Just continue to do it big. You're extraordinary. You know, don't hold back. Don't think small. Think big. We live in a global society now. The world is so big. Again, 95% of the world's population lives outside of the United States. So we thank you very much. We certainly look forward to having you back on the show. You can tell people now, give them your contact information for the services or products that you have.
Yes, ma'am. I can be contacted by phone at 615-739-0111. And also on MySpace, that's myspace.com/womenofdestinynj. And also on Facebook, that will be facebook.com/Kiva, K-E-V-A, Otunoya, O-T-U-N-U-Y-A.
Okay, so you heard it. You can get in touch with Kiva. If you did not catch everything, don't worry. You can always go back and listen to the archives where you can, you know, take the notes, get the information that you need to. We certainly support you, Kiva, in all that you're doing, and we want people that tune into the show to be able to connect with you. We have had you as a performer for some of the events that we've had, and she is phenomenal. It will definitely make you cry, but at the same time, you will get an opportunity to see how wonderfully she works and how hard and dedicated that she must be to her business. She also is a great organizer. She organizes the Women of Destiny, which does meet once a month, and they're meeting at Shoney's down in Nashville, Tennessee. Awesome event. If you ever get a chance to, if you ever in Nashville, look it up on the website or call her up and see if she's having her meeting that week. Oh, my God, you will be very, very, very impressed. She has all of her ducks in a row, and she is out there representing, helping women. She brings in speakers. Like she said, this week they're bringing in, coming up, they're bringing in the Red Cross. So I'm pretty sure that is just going to be over the top with everything that you're doing. Again, Kiva, congratulations, and thank you for coming on the show and sharing that information.
Thank you, Coach Lalisa. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Okay, well, Kiva's going to keep listening to the show, and she was also in the chat room, so she can make some other comments. Thank you if you have any, you know, again, this is Shout Out Your Business. If you got a minute, you can call in. The number is 347-945-7991. Every Friday, in addition to our topic, we'll also do a 1 minute or less shout out. But then we will also do one interview each Friday, such as we did with Kiva. But we have future interviews coming up. So I think I have a caller. I'm going to take this call and let them shout out their business. Okay, area code 513, you're on the air.
Well, good morning, Coach Lalisa. Happy to be here. How are you?
I'm great and wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, calling from Custom Care Cleaners, where you can get all your dry cleaning needs done here. We're full service. We do all of our work on the premises. We're in Cincinnati, Ohio, so if you're ever traveling through the area, please contact us at 513-245-2246, because we can also pick up from your hotel or from wherever you're staying at. We can also pick up and delivery, but we do awesome quality work here. And I also want to thank Coach Lalisa, Coach K, Coach Walker, Coach J, all the coaches that come on the show and blog on and encourage me. I listen to the show each and every day. I try not to ever miss a show because it's very encouraging for me, because my job is very hard. I wear many a hat because we are full service here. So I wear quite a few hats. And to start my day with the Coach Lalisa show, it just allows me to, whatever comes down the pike throughout the day, and trust me, things are going down, but I'm always able to stay focused and handle the challenge in front of me with courage and dignity and pride. And we're just doing awesome quality work, and actually my business is growing because I'm learning new tips and tools from the different coaches that come in. You guys really allow me to think big and to think out of the box and market, market, market. So I thank you for the opportunity to give a shout-out.
Wonderful. Now tell us where you've been. I know you said Cincinnati, but give us the address for those of us.
88.
Okay.
8876 Coleraine Avenue. So that's 8876 Coleraine Avenue in Cincinnati, Ohio, 45251 is the zip code. And if you're traveling through and you would like to use our services, we would love the opportunity to earn your business whenever you're in the neighborhood or whenever you're in the city. You can always call us, and we will pick up and deliver from your hotel or where you are staying at, if it's in reasonable distance, of course. Area code 513-245-2246. And my name is Hope Harper. I'm owner. You can always ask for me, and we will take care of you.
Awesome, awesome, awesome shout out. Well, thank you, Hope Harper. I'm going to put you back on hold, and you can continue to listen to the show. Thank you. We wish you so much success in your business, and we already know that you're going to be a huge success. And thank you for your shout-outs to the other coaches and the other people that have come on the show, Fran Briggs. We've had Ms. Karen Blanks Adams and so many others, Coach K, Coach J, Percy Walker, oh, my God, Mr. Paul, very encouraging people, Ms. Kiva, so many others. I can't even name them all. But you're absolutely right, Hope. So we thank you so much again.
Thanks.
Okay, anybody else with a business, you want to shout it out right here on the Coach Lalisa Show? Tell us your name and your company, what products and services you have, where you're located, and how people can get in touch with you. It's not that hard. And Hope, you did an absolutely fantastic job. You were very clear, concise, and to the point. You said, we want to earn your business. We do expert service, quality service. Here's where we're located. Here's our phone number. How awesome is that? And I think we have another caller to give a shout-out. Caller 814, tell us where you're calling. Give us your business shout-out. Yes.
Hi, this is Paul from Tokyo. I don't know if I'm 814, but that's me.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
That's what he's showing up as.
Okay. Connecting to your idea about, I was surprised. I didn't realize 95% of the world's population was outside of America. That's
that's correct.
That's very interesting news. I used to think 100% of my world was high school until I got out of it. But connecting
right,
to your
right.
to, yeah.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Yes, Mr. Paul, calling all the way from Japan. We're talking today, we talked yesterday and today about taking our businesses global when we can and when it's feasible. And I have some information to share with people that will help them. But this information that I'm giving you is coming from national research sites like the U.S. Department of Commerce and the United States Department of Small Business Administration. They actually are launched and ready to help you take your business global if that's what you desire, to try to tap into that other 95% of the world's population. No, and so anyway, great, great. Any other
The one observation I wanted to make, you know, the old days, it's connected what you said, the old days of that proverb, let the buyer beware. Of course, you heard that. And it's interesting because it's like, well, if I'm the buyer and the seller does not provide the right service, or he doesn't, you know, the product is bad, it's my fault. I'm the buyer. Let the buyer beware. But now, because of the Internet, it's changed. It's now let the seller beware, because we're all talking. If there's a book or any product, they're all like, I check for any book or movie, any product. In fact, I even had to check film stock one time, a new film stock for still film, and it's all being reviewed on Amazon by people who are writing, you know, regular people that are writing very serious reviews. And a good example is a classic movie that was widescreen, and the studio released a small square screen DVD, cutting out half the screen, and all the reviewers and fans of that movie said, we're not going to buy this DVD until the studio comes out with a widescreen product. So it's now let the seller beware. That's the power that, you know, so before, if you got bad service, like another example was Dell Computers, and some guy's computer blew up, and he had Dell Insurance, and the person that was supposed to come to the house to fix it never showed up, and this guy took a picture of his computer, and it was passed around the world, this computer blowing up, and about he didn't get any service. The president of Dell Computers had to get on the line and make that right, and he put up the photo himself, said, we're going to fix this problem. So it shows you the power that we all have now, because we're all talking to each other. And any of us that have products, and you're talking about taking our product, you know, internationally, we have to be sure that our product and our service, we do what we say, because we are the sellers, and now let the seller beware. So that's my thought of the day.
Wow. That is so awesome. Well, thank you so much. That's powerful. And we're going to definitely revisit that thought on another show. But thank you, Paul. As always,
okay.
You call in with something that's powerful and very helpful. Again, I tell you, those of you who want to go to Paul's website, you can go and check out some of the things that he's done and some of the things he's doing. I was just so amazed when I went to your website, and I trust that you're going to type it into the chat room for me and so I can read it to those who are listening. And we have another caller, so thank you, Paul, for that.
Okay, great talking to you.
Great, great. Okay, that was Paul all the way from Japan. I believe he's in Tokyo. How awesome is that? He bought my book yesterday offline. There you go, going global just that quick. Now, we have another caller. We're going to take your call. I know you've been waiting for a minute. Welcome, caller 497. You're on the air. Tell us your business and what information you want to give us about your business.
Good morning, Coach Lalisa. This is Jay.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Jay. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. As you know, I don't know where that came from. I hope nobody hears it. It's my it shows you what I love about when the phone rings in another room. It proves that we're live.
That's okay.
As you know, you just talked about Paul being in Japan. Of course, I'm calling from Germany, so you're definitely 100% international. That's for sure. You know,
going global, taking our business global.
Definitely is. The reason that I called in was because, you know, I always love to tell people about your show because you're one of the few morning shows that folks utilize to get their day started, okay? And the information you put out there, of course, we all know is very valuable. All of us need to get pumped up in the morning. You know, I always tell people the pastor's job is to get you pumped up on Sunday, but you need someone like yourself out there to get us pumped up every day. So I thank God for you. And one last thing I want to share before I get off the line is that, and I'm going to let you carry on this, if not today, another day. One of the signs I found out that when we're getting close to accomplishing what God wants us to accomplish, and, of course, you know, our mission is preaching positive thoughts to folks, okay, a positive attitude, positive mindset. But the closer you get to that goal that you're trying to achieve, a lot of time the devil will show up, and he'll start throwing rocks at you, trying to knock you down. So I always say when those challenges come up in my face, I know I'm just about to break through to whatever it is that God wants me to do. So I accept them for what they are, just challenges or temporary roadblocks, but they're not going to stop me from my destination of spreading the word that people can be all that they want to be, and they come equipped with the power for the success right inside of them. They just have to be made aware of it. That's my words for Friday. And again, I thank God for you.
Awesome.
You have a blessed day. I'm going back to the chat room.
Okay, thank you so much. You're so right. Coach Jay, he also has a Blog Talk radio show that comes on in the evenings. You can also, he's going to give me his address in the chat room. I'll also read that. I'm going to also read Paul's internet website address, Going Global. We have, I think we have some more callers calling in. Just stand by to shout out your business. Let me just share with you some information that I downloaded from the United States Export Assistance. They have these centers all across the United States that you can just, it's under the SBA. Now, some of you know the SBA stands for Small Business Administration. It is a federal department, a federal agency. So the federal government has this. It's not owned privately. They have information there, and most of what they have is absolutely free to the business owner. Whatever day of the week in your business, Monday through Friday, you need to make an appointment to go and meet with them, network with them, and you can find out so much more. You can get so much more help, all kinds of associations, and also join associations that you are in the business of. In other words, there is a National Dry Cleaning Association. Ms. Hope could be a part of that. Go to their meetings. Go to their annual conferences. You can meet and learn. I'm in the speaking business. There's the National Speakers Association. You go. You meet. All these places have local chapters. Now, exporting. They have centers around the country, in Atlanta, in Baltimore, Boston, Charlotte, North Carolina, Chicago, Cleveland, Ohio. There's not one in Cincinnati, but there's one in Cleveland, Dallas, Texas, Detroit, Miami, Minneapolis, and Newport Beach, New Orleans, and other cities around the country. You can get this information just by going to Google and typing in the U.S. Export assistance centers. That's how you can get a hold of them. Okay, if you want to go global, they have an assessment tool on their site where you can see if your business is ready. You don't have to take, you know, we say business, sometimes I talk to my business students and I ask them, you know, what's so unique about entrepreneurs or business owners, and they all say, well, they take risk. Hold up a minute. They don't just take risk. They take calculated risk. In other words, they plan the risk out. They look at, well, what do we stand to lose? What do we stand to gain? Like that. It's a calculated risk. So, yes, while you might want to go to the international market because 95% of the U.S. population is outside of America, the world's population, rather. So, yeah, you want to, that sounds very exciting. But at the same time, you say, okay, I don't know. Let me hold up and see. For instance, there's about 6 billion people in the world, about 6 billion. The United States, we don't even have we don't have 1 billion. We have about 380-something million people live in the United States, about 380-something million. That's a close estimate. So it's not even a billion yet. So there's 5 billion people. That's why they said 95%. So about 5 billion or so people live in other countries. Now, China has the largest population because I believe they have about 2 to 3 billion. And then the other 2 billion are spread to every other country. And then, you know, Africa being a continent with many countries in it. So that's how the breakdown goes. I don't have the exact numbers for you, but okay, looks like we have another 513 area code. That's not 513. My glasses aren't working as good as they could be. So great. If you want to shout out your business, you can do it right here on the Coastal Alicia Show every Friday. Tell your friends they want to get their business aired live on the radio to call in. And now I want to tell you about an awesome, awesome speaking opportunity coming up where you can come if you're able to come live. And then I'm going to give out the websites that are in the chat room. So give you a few more minutes to list your websites. But I want to tell you about a couple of speaking engagements. There's one that's going to be this Saturday. Oh, my God, tomorrow. We are just one day away from our awesome, amazing Praise and Deliverance Conference that's taking place at the Wyndham Hotel. It's our 9th annual conference. It is free. You do not have to pay anything. If you have friends in the New Jersey area, you can let them know to come to the Wyndham Hotel, located on Routes 1 and 9 in Newark, New Jersey, starting at 10 a.m. They can always call me. My number is 888-714-7776. You can have them call me if they have any questions. That's tomorrow, Saturday, October the 16th, at the Wyndham for our Praise and Deliverance Conference. We have powerful speakers. We have an awesome choir that was nominated and won the finalist for the 2008 How Sweet the Sound contest. You know, they were going around the country. That choir will be here from Philadelphia. Awesome. We have speakers from Cincinnati, speakers from Maryland. We're just going to have an awesome, great time in the Lord tomorrow. Now, another event that is coming up where I'm going to also be speaking on the Friday, the 29th, I will be speaking doing a workshop in Belleville, New Jersey. If you want more information about that, you can contact me. You can come to that event. Also, that's on the 29th of October. On November the 6th, I will be speaking at a women's conference at Franklin St. John's United Methodist Church in Newark. Then on the 13th, I will be speaking at Rutgers University for the Got Motivation, Then Speak. It is a tour that was put together by Miss Adele J. Foster and Mr. Howard Scott, and they go around the country with this seminar, Got Motivation, Then Speak. They're inviting pastors, ministers, speakers, one of these speakers to come out If you want to learn how to speak, if you want to be empowered, it's an empowerment session. I've joined this team. I'm going to be one of their featured speakers. For that, I'm very, very, very excited about. Also, there are many other events coming up, so definitely go to my website, thelisajwilliams.com, and you can see some of the flyers there, some of the events, or sign up to be a friend of mine on Facebook, because I do utilize Facebook to the maximum. Facebook will get no rest out of me. I use it as my number one chief marketing tool, but you'll understand why when I tell you the amount of people that I met on Facebook. Number one, Mr. Versi L. Walker, met him on Facebook. Miss Karen Blanks Adams, met her on Facebook. Miss Adele Foster, met her on Facebook. Trust me, I'm meeting so many people that have helped to push me closer and closer to living my dream life. Now, I'm going to switch gears for a minute and go and give out some of those websites. Mr. Paul, you've got to check out his website. I was amazed at all the things that this man has done. So it's Paul Kyriazi. Next time he's on air, I got to make sure he pronounces that again for me. So that's Paul, then K as in kite, Y as in yellow, I as in Isaac, A as in apple, Z as in zebra, I as in Isaac.com. Check him out. Also, you can go to, Mr. Paul also gave me the link where I can, yes, listen to something. So you send it, link. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Paul. Also, Mr. J, he's on Tuesdays at 7. It's a powerful show. Awesome people that he interviews on his show on Tuesday evenings. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/millionaires in action. That's millionaires in action after the blogtalkradio.com/. And so it's MILLIONAIRESINACTION. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, Kiva, a friend of culture. Hey, all right, Kiva. Paul said, oh, that's right, Paul, you told me before. Ozzy and Harriet. Okay, so Paul, okay, like Ozzy, okay. Karazi, gotcha. Karazi, like Ozzy. There you go. Thanks, Paul. That's so cute. I love when people can give you those reminders like that. Okay, Paul says, okay, he reunited with the West Side Story actors, Russ, okay, Tamlin, and George Chakris. They didn't work together since, even though through life they remained friends. Oh, my God, Paul has done some great things. Wait till you go to his site. So that's Paul Kyriazi, like Ozzy and Ozzy and Harriet. And go to his website. You're going to actually be amazed. Again, international may be the thing for you. It may be what you want to do because of the big marketplace out there. But now keep in mind that if you're going to go global, be patient. Make sure you have some time and resources to invest in exporting. Okay? For some people, we know it's difficult enough just taking care of business right here at home. However, if you want to differentiate, there was a young man that they were featuring in the Black Enterprise. This young man made $50,000 abroad with his products. So don't underestimate the power of importing and exporting. Again, through the Small Business Administration, you can find out if your business is ready. If it's not ready, you can make it ready. I know I was talking to Hope yesterday about going global, and she says, well, what would they do? Would they ship their dry cleaning to me, and I would clean it and ship it back? Well, that's a possibility because I do believe they do things like that. I don't know how cost-effective that would be. However, she could always open a plant in that country. And she could do business right there. Again, what is your, how could you compete in that market? You would have to look at your services, your customer service, your management and leadership style. These are things that you want to hone in on. So these are reasons that you definitely want to be connected to the Coastal Elisa Show as we go further and further into preparing and refining our small business owners, that they have all the leadership, management, and financial tools that they need to be successful entrepreneurs. But certainly you can set up, you can purchase, there may be, like for instance with Hope, there may be a dry cleaners there that may be going out of business. And so you can always establish yourself that way. And then as her business over here is successful, she gets someone to manage the shop. Well, then you just take a month and you go to that country. And you live there and you get your business off the ground. You hire some people. You set up a set of interviews. You work with organizations like, I'm not sure what they call it over there, but over here we have something called the Department of Labor. And I'm sure in those countries they have something similar. Well, that's where the Small Business Administration will help you with this U.S. Export Assistance Center. Will help you with all that. They will tell you what the legal ramifications are. They will tell you how to get, you know, your business in that other country if this is something you desire to do. I just thought that it is time for the average business owner to know about the international market, and particularly because I'm right here international, the very fact that you're on Blog Talk Radio or Twitter or MySpace or Facebook, you're automatically international. Again, anybody can purchase your products or have your services, and they're in another country. So we want to look at that. You get ready for the business. You look for capital. The Small Business Administration has money and loans set aside just for people who want to export and import. You know, there's a benefit to the country, the host country, of that country, and there's a benefit to the country who's doing business. Again, this is the bigger thing. I know I have another family member who is an international peacemaker and, you know, talking about conflict resolution and being at peace with one another. I mean, here's the thing. The more we interact and do business with other nations, the less likely we are to kill each other, the less likely we are to go to war, because now we have something that is mutually agreeable. There's something that we're doing together, you see. We're working together. We're no longer enemies. You're helping build my economy and my people and my environment, and I'm helping supply things that you need for your economy and your business. So this thing is bigger than a topic on the Coastal Elisa Show. This thing is bigger than you and me. This is very, very, very huge stuff that we're talking about here. So again, I know we're almost out of time. The show will be over in just a few more seconds. I wanted to know if there are any more business shout-outs. If you already have a couple more minutes left, I will see if, yes, caller, did you have a business that you wanted to shout out or comment or question? Area code 301.
Yes. My name is Jennifer Lee Jordan. Good morning, Coach Elisa. I'm enjoying your show.
Good morning.
Introduced to your show. My business name is TJ Dump, and what I do is I work in the area of holistic health, which I assist people as much as I can to navigate their health into balance with nutritional counseling and a non-evasive light touch healing. I also promote nutritional balancing critically to injuries and through muscle touching the nerve system. I am also offering giving conversations, I don't want to say lectures, but encouraging people how to have a better quality of life through nutrition and holistic living. I could be reached at www.tjlremovesdump2@gmail.com. So I just wanted to share that, and people can reach me at area code 301-792-1166.
Okay, so there you have another business shout-out. She has products that can help you live better, live a healthier life. Definitely information that she can also give out to you so that you can live healthy, so that you can keep running those businesses, so that you can keep running your household. We certainly need that. Her number, you can contact her at 301-792-1166. And her website, TL, what was the last part?
That's T as in Thomas, J, L as in love, dump, D as in David, UMT, numerical number 2 at gmail. That would really be my email.
Okay, that's email.
We're working on the website.
At gmail, got you. Okay, so that's, okay, so I got you. Okay, TL.2@gmail.com. Great, they can contact you. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you for calling in and giving that business shout-out. We have about 1 minute left, and I will take this last caller if she can get it out in 1 minute. Yes. Caller, you're on the air. You have 30 seconds or less. Yes, go.
Good morning, Ms. Lisa. My name is Patricia Martin. I am my business is Children of Destiny In-Home Child Care. I start with newborn up to 13 years of age. After-school care is also available. I'm in the Elizabeth, Newark, Hillside Union area. So if you know anyone that needs child care, you can contact me on Facebook, or you can contact me 908-248-8159, or you can email me at patriciapetersmartin@yahoo.com.
Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. See, he said less, okay, commerce equals less war. All right, well, that's all we have time for, everyone. Great. Welcome to Guest 71. Go back and listen to the archives if you missed the show. We were talking today about going global. Also, we did a lot of business shout-outs. Thank you to all the business owners that called in. You're going to have great success in your businesses. Have a great, powerful weekend. Some of you I'll see Saturday in Newark at the Wyndham. Others of you will talk to you on Monday morning. Powerful. We're going to have a great show for you. Make sure you tell somebody to tune in. Coach, what you make happen for others, he will make happen for you. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.